In our previous year, we began the discussion of getting married during the 3 weeks, getting married on Chol Hamoed, and why one may not get married during Chol Hamoed. Eimar and Simcha v'Simcha, the Samachta b'Chagecha v'Loi b'Ishtecha. If we look in the Rambam, in Perek Yud of Hilchas Ishes, Halacha Yud Gimel, very interesting wording of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Yesh lo la'odim lisa noshim rabbis ka'achas b'yom echot. A person can get married to many women in one day. Avol simcha tzorach l'smoyach simcha harui loy. That means, according to the Rambam, you can marry more than one woman at a time, but in terms of sheva brachas, each one should have its own sheva brachas. We continue learning the Rambam in Halacha Yud Dalet. Says the Rambam, "V'afil b'chol moed ein noshim, on chol moed we may not get married. V'fi she'em arvin simcha b'simcha, shenema malei shvu zois v'nosl chagam zois." He quotes the pasuk from Yaakov Avinu, the raya from the Yerushalmi, and what we need to understand when we learn this Rambam is why does the Rambam quote the pasuk from the Yerushalmi? Why doesn't the Rambam quote the pasuk that our Gemara says, the pasuk in the Bavli? So some I saw explain that since there's no nafka mina lahalocha, and we're also speaking about a din derabbanan, the Rambam doesn't really make an issue which pasuk do we learn it from. Very difficult teretz. We who learn the Rambam know that every word of the Rambam is precise. And now we're saying that the Rambam doesn't really care. So I saw that the Brisker Rav says a beautiful vart. So the Brisker Rav says that the fact that a chassan has to celebrate Sheva Brachas has two reasons. One is because it's his yontif, and the second is that for the first 7 days of a marriage, a husband and wife have to be together. So now we understand what the Rambam says. The Rambam is saying the halacha that you have to spend time with your wife, that you don't have to do immediately after you get married. So therefore the Rambam says, you can marry more than one woman at a time, and even though you'll marry more than one woman at a time, the halacha is, it's not a problem. Because you'll make sheva brachas first with one wife and then with the other wife. But then, says the Brisker Rav, there's another halacha. And that is that as soon as a person gets married, the first 7 days, as soon as he gets married, are a yontif for him. So since the first 7 days are a yontif for him, if those 7 days coincide with the yontif, we have a problem of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and because we have a problem of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, the halacha is that one cannot get married then, because you already have, those days are already a yontif because of yontif, and you can't make it into another yontif because of your 7 days after you got married. But it's very interesting. If we look in the Rambam, again, the Rambam says that one can't get married Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha Eim Nos Nosh Mishvanesh Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha Shnam Amali Shu Zois V'Nos L'Cha Gam Azois. But if you look in the Rambam, it seems that the Rambam is also speaking about the halacha of Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha. So if we say, as we considered saying in our previous year, that these two reasons complement each other, since the two reasons complement each other, so the Rambam could go back and forth. But if we say that these are two distinct reasons, I saw another Nafkamina Why would be the Turi Evan says this nafkamina Masechta Chagiga? If the halacha is Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, then the halacha is that one would be not allowed to get married on Shabbos and Yontif as well. Because Shabbos we have a Schi of Simcha. If, however, one is not allowed to get married on Yontif because of Samachta B'Chagecha V'loy B'Ishtecha, so that's a din in Yontif. Nothing to do with Chol HaMoed. Nothing to do with Chol HaMoed. And one would be allowed to get married on Shabbos, if not for other reason that we mentioned. The Karban Nisano gives another nafkamina between the reason of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha versus the reason of Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loy B'Ishtecha. He says, if we learn it, particularly, and this could be again, if we learn it like our Gemara teaches us, that the reason Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha is because by Shlomo HaMelech he made the two Simchas separately. So by Shlomo HaMelech there was a Suda. So the halacha would be that only when there's a Suda would it be also to get married on Chol HaMoed. But to get married without a Suda, there would be no Isser. However, if we learn, says the Karban Nisano, from the limud of a samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha, so then it would be osur, because it's a din. You're not going to get married in Chol HaMoed no matter what. It's interesting to point out that the Magen Avraham says just the opposite. The Magen Avraham says that if the reason is because Eim Arvin b'simcha b'simcha, the halacha would be you can't make a wedding even without a suda. Because no matter what you're doing, you're being ma'arv one simcha with the other simcha. But if the reason is because of samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha, so how do we fulfill the samachta b'chagecha? We discussed this in a previous shiur, the first shiur in our masechta. The way you fulfill the samachta b'chagecha is with eating basar and drinking yayin. So when the Torah tells us the samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha, it's only if you're doing a simcha, having meat and wine. But if you're only having a nesuin without a meal, so there is no problem of a samachta v'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha. If we look in the Rambam, so in the previously I mentioned two Rambams, both of them in Hilchos Ishus, but there's another Rambam. This Rambam is in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Zayin Halacha Tezayin. Ein nosa noshim mayit. You're not allowed to get married on Moed. Kadesh lo tishtakach min simchas achag b'simchas nesuin. You shouldn't lose the simchas achag. So here, very clear. Then continues the Rambam. Avam ma'asim noshim moyed. Uvach lo yasas sudas erisin. V'lo yasudas nesuin. Kadesh lo yarev simcha cheres b'simchas achag. Very difficult Rambam. On one hand, the Rambam is saying that we're concerned of eim arvin simcha b'simcha. And the Rambam says also that we're worried that you have to have Simchas Achag v'loy Simchas Ishtoi. How do we understand this Rambam? So, again, as I said before, if we say that the two reasons that are quoted in the Gemara actually complement each other, so then this is not such a great question, because there's really no machlokes in the Gemara, and the Rambam could quote actually both reasons. But if we learn, as we quoted some Rishonim who learned that way, that the two reasons dispute each other. So if the two reasons dispute each other, so how could the Rambam quote both reasons? So the Beis Meir in Evan Ezer, Simon Samach Beis, Sifkotin Beis, says as follows. He says that the Rambam holds that everybody agrees with the reason of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. As the Gemara very clearly teaches us, Shlomo HaMelech taught us the halacha of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The question is, when do we have Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? Rav says that you only have a problem of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha when you have a Suda. Nesuin without a suda is not a problem of Eim Aaron Simcha B'Simcha. So if the entire reason, says the Beis Meir, one would not be allowed to get married in Chol Hamoed was because of Eim Aaron Simcha B'Simcha, the halacha would be, get married and don't make a simcha. But now that the Gemara says, and that's why Rav had to say a new reason, V'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha, the Torah is coming to teach us something extra. Because the Torah can't be coming to teach us the halacha of Eim Aaron Simcha B'Simcha. Because the halacha of Eim Aaron Simcha B'Simcha, I already know. What is the Torah coming to teach us? The Torah is coming to teach us a new din. V'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha, that not only may you not get married without a suda, but not only may you get married with a suda, you may not even get married without a suda. I saw that the Shaul Meshiv gives a different explanation in what Rav says, V'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha. We know that the Gemara in Masechta Yuma, the beginning of Masechta Yuma, explains quite extensively that the Kohen Gadol, for 7 days before Yom Kippurim, was separated from his wife, because Chazal were concerned that if he has relations with his wife, she may end up being a Nida. And if he has relations with her, he becomes tamei by having relations with a woman as nida. Not only has he become tamei, the halacha is that if somebody has relations with his wife when she's a nida, he's tamei for 7 days. And that's what he says is pshat. You know why we don't want you to get married before Yontif? The reason we don't want you to get married before Yontif is because we don't want you to be tamei in Yontif, because in Yontif, one is obligated to bring kabbonis. So according to the Shaul Meshiv, there's a gevaldig chiddush. There's a gevaldig chiddush, and there's a gevaldig nafkamina between the reason of Eim Aaron Simcha B'Simcha versus the reason of V'samachta B'chagecha V'loi B'ishtecha. Because according to the Shaul Meshiv, according to Rav, not only would you not be allowed to get married on Chol Hamoed, you would actually not be allowed to get married for a week before Chol Hamoed, in order that you should not be tamei. In order that you should not be tamei on Chol Hamoed, you should not be tamei on Chol Hamoed, and not be able to bring your kabbanos. Another nafkamina would be bizman hazeh. According to the Shaul Meshiv's, if we say the reason is Eim Aaron Simcha V'Simcha, so the halacha of Eim Aaron Simcha B'Simcha applies at all times. It applies b'zman hazeh as much as it applies b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakai. If we ever we learn, like the Shaul Meshiv explains, Eim Aaron Simcha B'Simcha, that Eim Aaron Simcha B'Simcha, that as the Shaul Meshiv explains, v'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha. So what that means to teach us is that on Bizman Hazeh, where we don't have kabbonis, the halacha would be that there's no problem and one can get married even on Chol Hamoed. Tosfos here has a long discussion. Tosfos here has a long discussion about different simchas that were done on Chol Hamoed. Number one, the Paiskim all say that even if a woman says, I'll get married in Chol Hamoed, and it shouldn't detract from the Simchas Yontif, doesn't make a difference. The halacha is, the din of the Mishnah is firm and cannot be negotiated. Furthermore, the Taz here in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tuf Kuf Mem Vav paskins, because Sif Aleph, because we learned in our Gemara Eim Aaron Simcha B'Simcha, people should not make two weddings together. That's what he quotes in the name of Smach. However, he says that it's Lav Dafka Raya, because he says, because Simcha Samoyed and Simcha Nesuin cannot be mixed together. One could only have one Simcha at a time. However, if we're talking about two separate people. When we're speaking about two separate people, there is no such concern. Although the Taz says that two different people could get married at the same time. And in fact, if you look in the Mishnah Brura here, in Simen Tuf Kuf Mem Vov, the Mishnah Brura says, very interesting Mishnah Brura, apparently in those days there was a minig that when people made a wedding, they would also at the same time, people who could afford it, make at the same time a wedding for somebody who couldn't afford it. Says the Mishnah Brura, that's why Mutalasis, says the Mishnah Brura here in Simen Tuf Kuf Mem Vav Sif Aleph, Muta Lasos Chupas Yosem Yisoma Ha'oni Im Simchas Nesus Bonev Ne Yoim Echad. However, says the Mishnah Brura, Achim Mishnei Achim Mishnei Echoyes, when it comes with two brothers or two sisters, or Ach V'Echoyes, or a brother and a sister, Nizharim Shloi Lasos B'Yoim Echad, we have a minig not to make it on one day. Even though the Taz that we just quoted says that the minig was not to not make it in one day, but not to make it in 1 week, the Mishnah Brura in the Shaar HaTzion says, and that's a minig apparently in the name of Yehuda Chassid, apparently the Mishnah Brura says, the Mashal says that this is a mistake, and the halacha is that one can get married, two brothers, two sisters, a brother and a sister can't get married on the same day, but they can get married in the same week. In fact, the Ramah in Ivan Ezer, Simon Samach Beis, Sif Beis, says, Ve'en lasas chupas shtei achoyos biyachat, one shouldn't make the chupa of two sisters together. So Ramosha has a tshuva in Ibn Ezer, Chelik Dalid, Simon Peites, where he says, if we learn this tshuva, Pasha Pshat, it seems that the tshuva is only saying that at the same time they can't get married. But if they're not getting married exactly at the same time, one can get married. But he quotes a Mordechai from our sugya here, Masechet Moed Katan, that says, since we have the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, Malei Shvu Zois, that Rachel wasn't allowed to get married until a week after Leah and Yaakov got married. So that's why he says, the Mordechai says, that Chosan and Kala, that two brothers and two sisters should not get married within a week. And as I said, that's also the minig of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. However, Ramosha says the fact that the Ramah does not quote the Sefer Chassidim, and the Ramah does not quote the Mordechai, and he even goes on to say that the Ramah there does quote a Mordechai, just not this Mordechai, says Ramosha is a raya that the Ramah did not agree with the Mordechai. And therefore he says, two brothers, two sisters, a brother and a sister, may get married one after the other. However, he indicates, even though they may get married one after the other, he says they should, all the guests should leave the hall and then start all over from scratch. Or he says, if that's difficult, what we should do is, he says, make one wedding in the afternoon, the other wedding in the evening. Like that, we won't have a problem of two weddings in the same day, because in the afternoon is one day, and at night is already another day.